Essay 58, The Fundamental Errors in the Einstein Field Equation. The numerous errors, large and small, in the Einsteinian general relativity, EGR, have been known for almost a century. So EGR is, and always was, obsolete dogma. In UFT 202, they were summarized in technical language. In this essay, they are summarized in plain language. The most famous claims of the theory to have predicted perihelion precession and light bending cannot be right because the basic mathematical structure of EGR is wrong. This mathematical structure is based on an object known as the metric. In the four dimensions of EGR, the metric is a 4x4 matrix. The metric is used to produce the infinitesimal line element, a property of vectors. There is no need to go into the mathematical detail to understand that EGR is plainly wrong from the very beginning. The dogma has survived for so long because people have been incapable or unwilling to go into the mathematics. So it is easy for a few self-proclaimed experts to dominate the media and give themselves prizes. I see no purpose in such an activity myself. Better to ask whether the teaching of mathematics is effective. The infinitesimal line element used to claim falsely that EGR predicts things about orbits is plucked out of thin air by a number of assumptions given in technical language in UFT 202. It is attributed to a theoretical physicist called Karl Schwarzschild, but this attribution is predictably false. In truth, Schwarzschild wrote to Einstein on December 22, 1915, to point out that the latter's calculation of precession is wrong. As far as I know, Einstein never replied, and Schwarzschild died in 1916. However, his letter has survived and is on the net, easily googled up and translated into English. Probably the most famous or infamous claim of the dogmatists is that this infinitesimal line element produces the orbit of planets in the solar system. This orbit is a precessing ellipse. This formidable pair of words in mathematics can be reduced to a simple equation, easy for any computer algebra package to differentiate. Anyone with a laptop can do this differentiation. The computer algebra makes sure that there are no mistakes. So it is possible for any school pupil to find that EGR is wrong. This demonstration could be done in a classroom by a teacher. It is like boiling an egg in cookery or chemprac. First ask the laptop to differentiate the equation of an ellipse. This gives an equation which is given as equation 31 of UFT 202 on AIAS.us. Then take the result of the infinitesimal line element that the cooks claim to produce the boiled egg. This gives equation 30 of UFT 202 on AIAS.us. The boiled egg turns out to be a pancake. Equations 30 and 31 are not the same. So the class agrees that EGR is a load of Rhode Island Reds and bursts into laughter. Going home to their TV sets, they see that EGR is right after all because of all those TV programs on Big Bang and black holes. These TV programs are all based on a fantasy. Or, as the Elizabethans would have said, an idol. A pancake is made with eggs, but there the similarity ends. There is no need to do anything more with EGR. A completely new general relativity is needed, and this is what we at AIAS and UPTEC are working on now, January 2012. The first thing we aim to do is to make sure the basic algebra is right by using computer algebra. It is becoming difficult to keep making excuses for the dogmatists. or for Einstein himself. Any one of them could easily have checked whether their claims were right, even in the age of hand calculation, because all that is needed is O-level differentiation. In other words, if you cannot differentiate the equation of a precessing ellipse without a laptop, you fail your O-level. I have the creeping feeling that examinations at O-level no longer exist because we all have laptops or iPods. There are many things wrong with EGR, and many of us scientists have been trying to counter the harmful dogma. The idea of basing physics on geometry goes back to ancient times, in which the Greeks and other peoples thought that geometry is perfection. They constructed the Parthenon with a deliberate flaw, so as not to offend the gods by human pretense to perfection. In Renaissance times, the Greek ideas were rediscovered and developed. So Kepler, for example, could write ubi materia ibi geometria, which means, in effect, that all matter is geometry. However, you have to get the geometry right, and Einstein got it wrong by leaving out one of the pillars called torsion. Sooner or later, the roof was bound to cave in. Carton wrote to Einstein in the early 1920s to point out that the former had inferred torsion, but it took until 2003 to put things right with the emergence of ECE theory. Then some very surprising things began to happen. Nearly all of EGR's methods disintegrated. I doubt whether things will ever be the same again. One can claim that the sun never came up this morning, but that would leave us all in permanent darkness. Nobel Prizes continue to be awarded for pancakes and boiled eggs, but we all eat for breakfast those miraculous claims of verification. We do not like hard-boiled pancakes.